Hi, this is Carolina on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you are transferring?
Cedric Steele. I believe you guys spoke to him prior, reconnecting him.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Steele, they're going to help you from here, and you guys both have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Same to you.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, perfect. Hi, Frederick. Can you hear me?
That's hilarious. Yes,
ma'am. Okay, great. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line with the Roundup lawsuit. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and did you already have an attorney helping you with this?
No, I was supposed to. Yesterday, they were supposed to click me over. I talked to someone, then we got that disconnection.
Oh, I see.
I think we were supposed to sign some documents or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But.
No worries. I can double check. Okay, just one second. Okay. And do you remember who it was that you were speaking to?
Not quite sure.
Okay. No worries. Okay, and then do you go through the intake process? So I believe you said you were just going to sign some documents. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to run you through the entire intake here if you have done it. It'll just take 1 second to see if you are in our system, okay? Just 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and this 952-465-6870, is this your phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I don't see any submissions on here, Frederick. Again, I know you said that they were going to send that DocuSign over. Did you end up signing anything?
No, I haven't received anything.
Okay. And again, was it the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you were diagnosed with?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, and I'm so sorry about that. Do you know by chance the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's?
You said the subtype?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was B.
Okay, was that the diffuse large B cell?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, I just had one.
Okay. Okay, and what year were you diagnosed?
I believe it was 2019, I believe.
Okay. About 2019. Do you remember what time of the year it was? Was it towards the beginning of the year, maybe in the summer, closer to the holidays?
Let me think about it. Okay. I think I was It was 2019, like June 16th,
okay.
Or June 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so around June 16th, 2019.
I believe it was 17th, though.
Okay, 17th. Great. Again, estimates are okay, but I'll make sure to put 17. Okay. And where did you spray the Roundup? Was that at home?
Yeah, I was for residential area yard work.
Yeah, of course. Do you remember the address of where you did spray that?
Yeah, was that, do I remember? Yeah. That was just that blessing right now.
Okay, perfect. And what was that?
2187 Glen Ridge Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55119.
Okay, let's see here. What was the street name?
Glen Ridge, GLENRIDGE.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, 2187 Glen Ridge Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55119. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and was it just yourself spraying it, or did anyone else in the household or any neighbors use it that you know of?
It was just me.
Okay. Okay. And I know you said this was back in 2019. Do you know roughly how old you were at the time?
That was 2019, and this is 24. I've had to be what?
It's about 5 years ago.
45.
Okay.
Yeah, about 45.
Okay. And how many years did you spray the Roundup?
I used the Roundup. I used it for about 8 years. Yeah, 8 years.
Okay. About 8 years. Okay. And in those 8 years, did you use the Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I used to use it like twice a week.
Okay. So it was more than those 10 days, right? I do need confirmation.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sure.
Perfect. And you said that was about twice a week that you spray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. About twice a week. And then this phone number again, the 952, is this a smartphone or is this a landline?
A smartphone.
Smartphone, perfect. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, now I am required to ask, have you ever had a diagnosis of HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
None of those. And how about any family history of cancer?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Okay. And first name, I believe, was Frederick. Was this Frederick?
No, it's C.
Okay.
It's Cedric. It's C.
Cedric. Okay.
Yes, Cedric. C-E-D-R-I-C.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So that was, I'm sorry, C-E-D-R-I-C.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you have a middle name, Cedric?
Dion, D-I-O-N.
Okay, so that was B as in boy, I-O-N?
No, D as in dog, D-I-O-N.
Okay. Perfect. D-I-O-N, and your last name?
D-O-S-T-E-E-L-E.
Okay, can you spell that for me one more time?
It's S-T-E-E-L-E.
Okay. So that was S-T-E-E-L-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And did you have a suffix?
You said a who? No.
Okay. Perfect. And can you confirm your gender for me?
A male.
Male. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And what was your date of birth?
March 15, 1974.
March 15, 1974, and your social?
331-625207.
Okay, again, that was 331-625207.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how did you learn the connection between Roundup and the non-Hodgkins? How did you find out they were connected? Was that from an ad, maybe, or the doctor?
Commercial. A commercial.
Okay. Commercial. Was that on TV?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know roughly when it was that you found out? Was that this year?
Oh, when I found out, I believe so. I think, yeah, I saw it this year sometime.
Okay. No worries. And what's your height, Cedric?
5'7".
Okay, about 5'7". And your weight?
270.
Okay. Okay. Now I don't see an email here. Do you have one that we can keep on file?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just J-U-S-T
mm-hmm.
underscore T-U-R-K-E-Y number 2 mm-hmm. M as in Mary, N as in Nancy at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm just going to read this back, make sure I have it here. That was just J-U-S-T underscore Turkey 2 M as in mom and as in Nancy at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a contact preference? Do you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email?
You can text. Text is all right.
Sounds good. Okay, so you spread it about twice a week. You think you sprayed it maybe 8 to 10 times a month?
Yeah, pretty much about 8 times a month, yeah.
Okay. And it is a little redundant, but I am required to ask, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Did I spray 1 year before my diagnosis?
Yeah, at least.
Well, I know I sprayed. I was using it for it. I had been using it for 8 years. So, and let
so
me
yes.
see if. Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I know you used it for about 8 years. When did you start? Was that like 2010-ish or before that?
Started using them back 2011, like around September.
Okay. Of 2011. And then the last time that you sprayed it, was that in 2019?
Yeah, like in June. Yeah, June 2019.
Okay. And did you stop spraying that because you started feeling symptoms, or was there another reason?
I stopped using it because I started facing breathing issues and chest pains and nausea.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry. Again, you mentioned nausea, some chest pains, and like shortness of breath or difficulty breathing.
Yeah, breathing issues like shortness of breath. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. Do you still have any side effects that you still deal with?
Not at all. I still go to check. I do checkups, but I've been doing fine.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay. And how did you apply it? Was that with the hand sprayer that it comes with?
How did I use it?
Yeah, it comes with a hand sprayer. Was that the one you used, or was it more like a backpack?
Yeah. It was like a hand. It's like a hand
okay.
sprayer, like two.
Mhm. Okay, and did you use any protective gear when you did apply it?
Not for my face, I didn't.
Okay, no worries. Okay, now I know you said you used it residentially. Was that like in the backyard, the front yard?
Backyard and front yard.
Okay. Okay, and was this only used in Minnesota?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. One second. Okay. Do you know if it was anywhere near a water well?
No, it wasn't a water well.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. That's good to hear. Okay, so it does ask how many exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime. We could definitely do the math here. Okay, so let's say we used it, you know, 8 times a month. Okay, that would be about 96 times in a year. And again, that was for 8 years. So that would be just a little over 750 times. Does that sound about right, especially with all the little touch-ups here and there?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Okay. And do you know what type of Roundup it was? I know they have the premixed or the concentrated that you have to dilute.
It was the mix with water.
Okay, the concentrated that you had to mix?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Do you know where you bought that? Maybe a Home Depot, Walmart?
Walmart.
Okay. Walmart. And now I know it was a while ago, but do you have any receipts, any credit card purchase information?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Okay. No worries. Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession? Any at home?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's good.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Okay, have you ever smoked, Cedric?
No.
Okay, and are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, what is your current employer's or company name I can take down?
Yeah, I work for ATP Inc.
Okay. And that was A as in Apple, T as in Tom, P as in Paul?
Yes.
Okay. And that was INC, right?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Is this an electrics company?
No, it's a food distributor.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. I don't seem to find an employer address. Would you have that on hand by any chance?
Yeah, I got it. That's 3731 Chicago Avenue, South Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And have you lost time away from work because of any treatment related to the non-Hodgkin's?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know, roughly how long it was that you had to be away from work?
I was probably away from work I was probably away for about 6 months, maybe.
Okay. And when was that? Was that back in 2019?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you been involved in any other lawsuits, filed disability or workers' compensation claims, or filed for bankruptcy?
No, I haven't.
Okay. other than, you know, minor traffic offenses, parking tickets, that type of thing, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yes, I do. his name was Dr. Levi Down, D-O-W-N, Jr.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, perfect. I found it here. Dr. Levi Downs, Jr., and that's in Minneapolis, right?
No, he was in St. Paul.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, I see. Okay, just one second. Oh, wait, yeah, in 640 Jackson Street, St. Paul?
Yeah, regional, yeah.
Okay. And was that Health Partners?
Regional.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
You said how it impacted my life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just, it, I mean, it just took me away from our everyday routines, took me away from my kids, you know, just not being able to be able to, you know, function on a daily basis like I normally used to.
Yeah, of course. And I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, do you have any medical records that indicate the diagnosis or the type of cancer?
You do. I have it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the doctors, we can probably get it from my doctor.
Okay, so the doctor does. Okay. Yeah. And remind me, the hospital name, was that Regional Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see here. And you said that was in St. Paul?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, the Regions Hospital. Okay, I see here. Okay. Was this the same place where you got treatment?
Yeah, Regional.
Okay. And again, that was the Levi Downs Jr.?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Just one second. Okay. When did you get treatment in 2019? Was that in June, maybe July?
I think it was like you said when did I go?
Yeah, when did you start the treatment?
Oh, because I know I was diagnosed. So I had to be in July of 2019.
Okay, so around July of 2019. Okay, and what type of treatment was that? Was that chemo, radiation?
It was like a chemo.
Okay.
And it's like just like a they had like what's that name? Immune therapy, and
So chemotherapy, immunotherapy. Did you do any stem cell transplants?
They did. I know they did injected the clear therapy.
Okay. And how about any, did you have to go through any surgeries?
No.
Okay. Okay, now I do have your address on here. It's 2187 Glenridge Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota. Is this the same one that you're still living in?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Great. Now, Cedric, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do they live with you?
No, they don't.
Okay. Perfect. And what was the first name?
First name is Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A.
Perfect. And what was the last name?
Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Okay, great. And her phone number?
651-329-4988.
Perfect. Okay. What was the relationship?
Girlfriend.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Oh, can you spell her first name for me one more time? I'm sorry, sorry about this.
It's A-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, great. I just want to verify some information with you here, Cedric. We are done with this intake form. I just want to verify we do have the correct information so we don't have to run through this one more time. Okay, I believe you said you were diagnosed with the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Is that right?
You said what?
You were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I have Cedric is C-E-D-R-I-C, middle name D as in dog, I-O-N as in Nancy, last name S-T-E-E-L-E. I have your social here is 331-625207, date of birth March 15 of 1974. Okay, and then I have your email as J-U-S-T underscore T-U-R-K-E-Y. 2mn at yahoo.com. Is all of that information correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what I am going to do now is I am just going to send you a DocuSign, which is where I believe you had left off with the previous person. This DocuSign, it's giving the attorneys permission to pull your medical records and get started on the case for you. Okay. It'll just take me 1 second to send this out. Do you want this to your email or to your text messages or both?
You can send them to both.
Okay. Perfect. I'm looking at it right now, making sure there's no errors. Okay. Everything looks great. I just press send. Let me know when you do receive that, okay?
All right. I just got it. I just got it.
Perfect.
Well, do I sign it now?
Yes, yes. It should be a fairly quick process, and again, this is just giving them your consent to pull those medical records.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, I'm cool. Oh. Yeah, I got it already set up for me to do.
Perfect.
I think everything should be. I guess everything should have been. Hello.
Yes, I do see that I got it back. It says completed on here, Cedric. Okay, great. So what I am going to do now is I do want to send you a quick text message after this. It's going to have my contact information in case you have any questions. If you do have any case-related questions, I am going to send you the law firm's phone number. I wouldn't recommend reaching out within the next 48 hours. It does take them a second to process your paperwork. But after those 48 hours, they should reach out just to verify some information. And then, like I said, if you have any case-related questions, you can always reach them, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Cedric. It was a pleasure speaking, and I hope you have a great day.
Same to you. Have a joy and rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes. Yeah.